You're listening to the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClelland, and I'm joined now by Journal Record senior reporter Sarah Terry Cobo. Sarah, how's it going?
Oh, it's great. How are you, Jacob?
I'm doing very well. I do want to talk to you today about activist investor Carl Icahn in Sandridge Energy. Last week, Icahn upped his stake in Sandridge and publicly opposed the company's proposed purchase of Bonanza Creek Energy. Why is Icahn against this merger?
Well, he calls it nonsensical and says that it's empire building, reminiscent of the prior CEO and founder Tom Ward. But he's really chiming in with what another investor has already said. That's a firm called Fir Tree Partners.
You know, Sandridge and Bonanza Creek both recently emerged from bankruptcy. I mean, how does this factor into shareholders' hesitance to giving the merger the green light?
Well, they both have a relatively clean balance sheet, or basically no debt. So shareholders really want Sandridge to rebuild the company. The folks at Firtree say spending a bunch of money to buy out another driller and diluting the shareholders is contrary to that.
So on Monday this week, Sandridge adopted a poison pill. First, could you kind of explain what a poison pill is?
Right. So a poison pill sounds bad, but it can be used for good. So what it does is it allows a company to issue more of its shares to its shareholders that own at least 10%. So say an investor owns 51% of the shares, they could force a takeover without board approval because they have the majority. But the poison pill dilutes those shares, so now maybe they only have 30%. That person has to buy more in order to get that majority stake and avoid a takeover to the board.
How will the poison pill help Sandridge get the support of shareholders that it needs to go through with the merger with Bonanza Creek?
Well, it would have to make a shareholder buy more stock to get that majority control. But it could hurt them too, Sandridge that is, because there aren't many shareholders left. That is a result of the bankruptcy. There are only a handful of bondholders who are the shareholders now, as opposed to a competitor who may have thousands of individual shareholders.
So, Sarah, is this poison pill, is this an attempt by the company to go ahead with this merger with Bonanza Creek, or is this more to avoid a potential shareholder takeover of the company?
I think it's the former, really. I think they are really committed to this Bonanza Creek merger, and they say there's all kinds of benefits to this. They really don't want another dust-up with shareholders, and they think it's a good deal for their investors.
You know, whenever you have an activist shareholder fight like this and the company introduces a poison pill, I mean, how does that typically end up for the activist shareholder, in this case, Carl Icahn?
Well, it depends. So sometimes, generally speaking, activist shareholders are in it to stir up controversy and get paid. If the other shareholders don't want one or two parties to block a deal, they can actually pay the contrarian to settle the dispute and not block it. Sometimes it's called greenmail, and it's perfectly legal.
So earlier you mentioned that Icahn and Fir Tree Partners believe the merger would dilute shares. What's Sandridge saying about the benefits of the merger?
They say it gives them a lot more places to drill. This is in Colorado, and Bonanza already has a lot of oil and gas that it produces already. So that's good for them, because for a driller, their credit is based on how much they're pumping, but it's also based on how much they could drill and pump. So those reserves, as they call them, could help them expand their credit line.
Is this the first time Carl Icahn got into the middle of a shareholder fight with an Oklahoma City company?
No. He has been involved with Oklahoma companies before, most recently with Chesapeake Energy a few years ago. And right now he's actually also weighing in on CVR Refining. That's a Texas-based company that has a refinery in Wynnewood, which is near Paul's Valley.
So how do you think this whole thing with Sandridge is going to shake out?
Ooh, let me consult my crystal ball. It is too soon to tell. I'm not really sure, but I am interested to see how this shakes out, and we should keep an eye out on those regulatory filings that may give us some more details on what Sandridge thinks.
Sarah Terry Cobo is a reporter for the Journal Record newspaper. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be here, Jacob. Thanks for having me.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News. Sarah's Twitter handle is at JRSarahTC. I'm at Jacob McClelland.